The first secret principle I want all parents to know about is that energy is the missing link. I know you already watched the short video online, but I want to further elaborate on this important topic and principle. Energy is a term which, in my opinion, makes it much easier to discuss what is going on with your child. In my practice, I spend a lot of time talking with parents about their child's situation or condition, and what I have found is that if we use the term energy, it opens up all sorts of opportunities to explain things which otherwise would have no explanation, or which would not even cross our minds as a possible related issue. Let me explain. We are all familiar with the use of the term energy in reference to electricity to run our homes and appliances, fuel, like gasoline, to run our cars, and the energy derived from food to run our physical bodies. For some reason, the medical establishment has not explored this topic fully or in an all-encompassing manner, and this has led to those of us who grew up in American society to mistakenly overlook this important and ever-growing facet of understanding ourselves. You as parents have a difficult task, deciphering the often confusing and contradictory information that bombards us through the media, as well as from the conventional medical world. I am concerned that we have become micro-focused on physical parameters, measurements, and laboratory results and numbers to the detriment of our understanding of what's really happening with your child. I have mentioned before that I am not opposed to getting labs and x-rays and other studies if they are warranted. However, I am convinced that to rely on these factors only, without regard for other important contributing factors, leaves us at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to evaluating, interpreting, and treating your child. Let's look at an example. If you have a child having difficulty with fears at night or anxiety at school, it's easy to jump to the psychological explanation as the cause because those emotions or feelings don't have a clear-cut physical component. In other words, there isn't a blood test to measure fear or anxiety. However, if we just expand our concept of energy and how it works in your child's system, we can arrive at very useful explanations to help you and your child to understand how these symptoms or feelings can come about. In the energy medicine system, or particularly Chinese medicine, which includes organs and meridians or energy pathways in the body, we can begin to see where energy and its distribution within your child's system can describe very well why certain symptoms are occurring. Before we get into how this explanation works, I want to point out that energy in general is subject to certain laws or rules. One very important one is called conservation. This means that energy tends to follow a cyclical pattern, which we all experience every day. Sometimes we feel like we have lots of energy, other times we feel tired out. This characteristic plays out within your child's energy system as well. Therefore, if your child has plenty of energy available to perform a certain function or job, then there will be no problem. But if they happen to be low on energy in a certain category, they will experience some problems or imbalances. The advantage of using energy as the term of exchange or currency is that it allows us to go beyond just physical, measurable parameters. If we now go back to the example I mentioned with the child who is experiencing fears or anxiety symptoms, we have to know how that child's energy system is trying to handle or compensate for the energy needs related to these symptoms. It turns out that the Chinese medicine system gives us a clear picture of what's going on in this circumstance. By using this framework, we find that the same energy required to counteract or deal with fear or fear-provoking events is the same energy required to perform important functions like growth and development, immune system strength, health of the teeth and bones, and the timing of events as in those mediated by hormones produced by the endocrine system. As you can see, these jobs or functions are usually divided into different and seemingly unrelated physiologic mechanisms and subsystems. If we never consult this energy approach, it will never dawn on us to associate or relate these functions together. This is the key to this first secret principle that I want all parents to know. Otherwise, it is easy for parents to mistakenly think their child has 3, 4, 5 or more separate problems, when in fact they have one energy circuit that is having trouble, and this often explains multiple symptoms and problems when looked at with the right framework and in the proper context. The only reason I can think of as to why this approach has not become commonplace is because it is so unfamiliar to most doctors, and it is not dependent on medications or surgical procedures to explain it. My whole motivation for getting this information out there is that it is extremely useful and beneficial to parents and their kids, especially when the usual conventional approaches are unsatisfactory or ineffective or even inappropriate. Of the 7 secret principles I am going to share with you, this first one is the most important. It lays the foundation for all the others, and I believe it is critical for all parents to know, no matter what your child's situation is. One part of this whole discussion that I am most excited about is the notion that the energy medicine paradigm or system can give us the opportunity to anticipate and hopefully prevent energy-related problems from developing in the first place. This is actually possible if parents develop their own understanding of how their child's energy system is trying to operate. In this sense, using energy medicine principles can help parents to learn from their child's own history, to monitor their child's current situation and daily activities, and to prevent or anticipate possible problem areas in the near or distant future for their child. I will delve into these concepts in further lessons I will be offering as part of my online courses at principlesforparents.com to help you learn more about the energy medicine system.